T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Yeah! Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to a Monday edition of Marks and Reese. I am John Marks. He is Mr. Ike Reese.
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
First place Eagles, man. First place.
Your first place Philadelphia Eagles. You're right, man. You're right. It's a little bit of a gloomy day out there, but certainly not when you think about your football team right now.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So I'm prepared to come in here and say this, and I, you know that I love bye weeks, and I love when the Eagles don't play on Sundays because I get to watch Red Zone all day, and I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And after watching, you know, watching around the league, and watching a full, almost full day of Red Zone and watching the Sunday night game, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your you-know-what, trying to tell you the Eagles are in the same level as a lot of the good teams across the National Football League. I'm not going to try that, obviously. They're 2-4-1? Is that the 2-4-1? But I'll tell you this, that I expect them to win the division. I mean, are most Eagles fans there now? Ike, are you there? Expecting this team to win the division?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they should. The Cowboys are a mess. Andy Dalton might be out now. The Washington football team, eh. And then the Giants, we already beat. They're no good, right? So, like, we're kind of expecting.
Well, we beat them by 1 point.
Well, I mean, listen. They still got to win, though, Ike.
They did.
Okay. Listen, it's a good point by you. But, so, like, really the question now is that, okay, maybe the Eagles can win the division, right? So, like, all right, they can win the division. Even if people don't agree with that, they would agree that they're not far off winning the division. Like, that's pretty much in the clear right in front of the Eagles. If they play like they've been playing, they'll probably win the division. But can they win a playoff game? Can they make a run in the playoffs, right? So, I mean, that's really what it's about. Forget about winning the division with 6 wins. Can they do something after that is really the question that we want to go from here, right? So, from what I've seen so far from the Eagles, what I've seen so far from Carson Wentz, with some guys coming back, they're going to get healthy, right? Rager may be back this week or maybe after the bye week. He's going to be a weapon. Goddard and Ertz at some point is going to come back. Lane, they got to get him healthy. Even JP, before we were like, see a JP. Now it's like, all right, maybe we do need him, right? Like, yeah, I do think that they can be, and I do think they can win a playoff game, and you're going to get a home playoff game, and what can you do after that? I'm not going to tell you they're winning the Super Bowl, but you get healthy by the end of the year, you win some games, and all of a sudden everything starts to mesh, especially on offense, which I've already seen. Yeah, this is a good football team. This can be a good football team, and they can make a run in the playoffs. They can. So that's how I feel right now. I'm just not looking at, oh, we'll just try to win the division first. No, I see bigger things for the Eagles this year.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. I'll take winning the division right now. I'll take that. That'll be more than enough for me. Anything after that is gravy. But, you know, you get a home playoff game. We'll all be expecting them to win that home playoff game. But after that, I'm not sure you can expect much more than that. You know, watching football yesterday around the league, I didn't necessarily feel better about the Eagles' chances of doing anything significant other than watching Washington beat the Dallas Cowboys. So it made me feel good about this division, winning this division. It didn't make me feel good about the rest of the teams around the NFL, the Green Bay Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers, Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks. I don't all of a sudden feel like the Eagles are better than one of those teams. Like I just don't. I don't feel that. So you're still going to be the worst team getting into the playoffs, and your advantage is going to be playing at home. And hopefully you're at your strongest, meaning what they're doing right now, they're doing it probably at the lowest part from a talent and production standpoint that they should have. They're going to get guys back as the season goes along. And we'll see where they're at in December. Can they get through November? November is a tough stretch. It's a tough stretch of games. You know, you still got that stretch of games where you're looking at Cleveland, Seattle, New Orleans, Green Bay, Arizona. Mm-hmm. That's a tough stretch of games. That's still a tough stretch of games. And I look at this team, the only teams I feel absolutely confident going up against are NFC East teams. That's where I'm at. And I'm okay with that. Mm. I'm okay with that. They win this division, I'm okay with that. You're going to get playoff experience with these young guys. We'll see what the matchup looks like in the playoffs if they happen to get there, and I'll take it from there. But I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Mm.
I just don't expect this team to do anything unrealistic.
Mm. As the Eagles get healthier, how good do you believe this Eagles team can be going forward? Listen, some people are just saying, I'd be happy with the division. I'll take it from there. See, I think there's more upside to that. Home playoff game. And then once you get the home playoff game, agreed. If they draw Seattle in Seattle, if they draw another team that's certainly better, right? Like you would say Tampa Bay, that's going to be tough, all right? But,
They're going to draw the team that doesn't, the team that has the best record who doesn't win their division.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are still going to be a potential seven-win team. That team that doesn't win the division, whether it's from the NFC South or the NFC West, could have 12 wins.
Yep.
Yeah, could have 12 wins. So, I mean, you're talking about a team that's going through a full season that could potentially have 11 or 12 wins. The Eagles, the majority of their wins could still just come up against the NFC East teams and possibly Cleveland or Arizona.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean, am I going to expect them to beat a 12-win New Orleans Saints team if New Orleans is the fifth seed?
But the Bears are 5-1 right now. Could they beat the Bears? Yep.
I mean, hell, what if the Bears win that division?
Yeah, they could.
Bears win that division? You have to play Green Bay.
Yeah. Here, I feel pretty good about that. Jack Fritz, how are you?
You realize the defense is pretty much the same. I don't know how much better the defense is getting.
If the offense is good, that helps the defense a lot, right? Like, if the offense is 3-and-out and can't stay on the field, this defense is toast. But if they're actually putting together drives and they're able to score points, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that the defense then would be better. This is all about Carson Wentz and the offense getting it together. This defense is what it is. This defense is not going to carry the
team. See, I disagree. If you're talking about doing something significant, it's about more than Carson Wentz and the offense. You are going to need the defense, because if you're going up against the likes of Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and these guys are able to put up 35 to 40 points on your defense, that's not fair to ask Carson Wentz in this offense to have to score that many points to win games. I just don't know if you can ask them to do that. So your defense is going to have to show up against the better quarterbacks. They just are, and that's the one thing they haven't been able to do. Jared Goff was untouched the entire game.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Ben Roethlisberger, 13 for 13 on third down, able to move the ball. Like, you're still going to have to be able to step up and defend those caliber of quarterbacks, or you're asking Wentz in this offense to score 30-plus points. And listen, I like what I'm saying, but we did just score 22 against the Giants at home, and we had 10 with 6 minutes left to go.
Felt like 42, though.
Yeah, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. We had 10 points with 6 minutes to go in that game.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. I think they can win a playoff game.
See, you're coming off the weekend drinking a lot of Ike juice. That's what's happening to him.
Well, Saturday I did.
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Not yesterday. I was sober yesterday from all substances and alcohol.
See, it's funny because when I watch yesterday and I'm watching the same games as you're watching, and I'm watching Red Zone, I almost get irritated because I'm wishing my team, my quarterback, had the weapons that a lot of these other quarterbacks have. And I'm seeing big plays here, big plays there. I'm seeing defensive teams coming up with big plays. And I'm like, man, my team is 2-4-1.
Yeah.
Thank God for the NFC East.
Like Buda Baker last night. Big interception. Would have been a pick six, but DK Metcalf.
Yeah, man.
Stopped it.
See, that's what I'm looking at and watching. Like, man. And we got to play those teams.
No, I know, but like
I'm watching Seattle and Arizona. I'm like, yeah, we got to play both of those teams. We're going to beat one of those teams?
Yes. If they have to come here, yes, absolutely.
Well, Seattle does have to come here. You know, we haven't beaten Russell Wilson.
No, so they're due.
Okay,
but I guess my point is that like if you're looking at the current Eagles right now, yeah, of course you're right. They'd be fortunate and lucky to get into the playoffs. But I think what you're doing is you're half projecting of saying like, okay, these guys are going to be back. They haven't played their best football yet. And if Carson Wentz is doing what he's doing right now, what can he do with a healthy Jalen Reagor, with two tight ends that are coming back, with the offensive line that's figuring it out and getting people back? And that's where I half project and I half look at the rest of the NFC and say, okay, like if Arizona comes here, if Arizona's the team that ends up coming here, right? Mm-hmm. Hasn't been in the playoffs yet, right? Like Kyler Murray, young quarterback. We see teams like that have 11, 12 wins that aren't fortunate because they don't win the division, come and face an inferior team or a team that you would normally beat and then lose. Mm-hmm. Right, so like that's why I like it, because all they have to do is win the division and they're getting a home playoff game. That changes everything. So I just don't look at it and say like, okay, yeah, just listen, that's not a good football team, win the division and be happy with that. No, I think this team can actually be good. I think this team can win a playoff game or more.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Jack's feeling the same way. Jack Fritz.
Yeah, no, actually, as we get further away from the Giants game, I actually feel worse about it. Like, Evan Ingram was we're inches away from losing to the freaking Giants at home. It takes a miracle comeback. Now we're acting like the Giants have the 1985 Bears defense, and this team's going to go on a run. Like, Jalen Reagor, we have no idea if he's any good. Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson looks like the best receiver in the league up in Minnesota.
That's an admission.
So it's like, yeah, sure, they could get healthy and maybe go on a run. I don't care if they have a home playoff game. There's going to be no fans there. Home field doesn't mean anything anymore. Like, listen, it's nice they beat the Giants, but can we just relax a little bit?
So you look at it and say that they're a They're a drop away from from losing the game. I look at it and say it was a miraculous comeback from the quarterback who is starting to play like 2017 Carson Wentz. Who's starting to play like the guy, or he's playing like the guy at the end of the season last year that said, get on my back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, but two things can be true here. Jack is right. They are a drop away from being 1-5-1.
They're a drop away from me calling for Doug's head.
Yeah, exactly. Right, they are a drop past from Evan Ingram to being 1-5-1. And your point is right. Listen, you gave the quarterback another opportunity, and he capitalized on it. That's a good thing also. But I also know what was there from the last 5 minutes of that first quarter through the second quarter through the third quarter. Like, I saw that as well, right? Like, that was there also. And the offense didn't do a whole lot. Now, we can be thankful they got to the red zone 7 times in that game on that Thursday night.
Mm.
But they only scored on 3 of them. Turnovers.
Left a lot of points on the field,
man,
first half. Yep.
Missed field goal. Like, left a lot of points out there. So, I'm still in the mode of you gotta keep doing things to get me there. I feel better in areas I didn't think I would 2-3 weeks ago, and I like where we're going. But I'm gonna keep this thing tempered all year, man. It's working for me.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
It's working for me. I only snapped once this year. That was after the Ravens game when they tried to go after the Bronco for the fumble.
Oh, that's right.
That's the only time I haven't snapped any other time. When he played bad, he played bad. I got no defense for that.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you know, but I'm keeping my expectations where they need to be. And right now, I'm expecting them. I said this last week. I'm expecting them to win the NFC East. That is an expectation.
Sure.
Now, I expect that.
Well, they're the favorite. They're the betting favorites, all the next-gen stats and all the different analytics stuff. They're the clear favorite to win the division.
Well, now we got to go do it.
Now you got to do it. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to go do it.
And I think there's more. I do. 215-592-9494. What's the ceiling? As they get healthier, as the season goes on, how good do you believe this Eagles team can be? Is it just the division? No chance of doing anything in the playoffs? You think they can do something in the playoffs?
Damn, the Cowboys are bad, man.
Bad.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Bad. Even if Andy Dalton didn't get cheap shotted out of the game, they weren't scoring any points.
That's bad. Bad, man. Bad, 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 bad.
215-592-9494. How good can this Eagles team get? We'll open the phone lines coming up next, Ike.
Oh, man. Oh, I felt good after that game yesterday, man.
22-3, dismantling whoever that quarterback is that had to come in. And
boy, I tell you, you don't hear from them Cowboy fans.
Yeah, where are the – I mean, this is Dallas week, right? It's Cowboy week. How difficult is it going to be to find any Cowboy fans that want to call in and fight?
It's going
to
be hard, brother. It's going
to
be hard.
We may have
to
postpone the cage matches that we have with Cowboys and Eagles fans. We won't find any Cowboys fans.
Yeah, they're looking at mock drafts.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
It's Marks and Reese. Man, it's going to be a tough Dallas week, Ike. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The best in-game experience on game days is Chickies and Pete's. Indoor and outdoor seating available at all locations. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. Start with your phone calls coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Against a team that doesn't even have a name, gets ranked in the nation's capital. How about the Cowboys?
Sounded like Stephen A.
Yeah, that was Stephen A.
In true form and writing character.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he is the, would he be classified as the number one Cowboys hater? That's the role that he's playing.
He thinks he is, that's for sure.
Well, I'm just saying. Exactly.
Probably.
Well, no.
Probably.
I agree. That's how ESPN is portraying him.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the only team that he actually cares about losing and pays this much attention
sure.
to.
Sure. And yeah. Skip would be the number one seed the other way.
Right. Yes. Yes.
It worked because they used to be partners. Now yeah. It still works because.
I don't know if he was a Cowboy hater then.
Yeah, I think it's only been the last couple of years he really amped it
up. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He didn't. Yeah, he wasn't always like this.
So now it's just. I mean, listen, it's smart. Who doesn't love to hate the Cowboys?
I don't really watch a lot of that show.
Well, me neither.
Yeah,
no, but you see the clips.
Yeah, I'm an Undisputed guy.
I like Undisputed better.
Shay Sharp, Uncle Shay.
Yeah, I actually like that show better. I agree with you.
Well, both of those guys have someone that I don't. I mean, Skip's a Cowboys Patriots / Brady guy.
Mm-hmm.
And. Shannon is a LeBron guy.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Brady shaking another quarterback's hand after the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you, this thing with Nick Foles and the handshaking.
Yeah, but it just shows you how poor of a sport he is.
Sure, we all know that.
Okay. No, but he was asked about it, and he even said, no, that wasn't the case. Yeah, sure. Sure it wasn't Tom. All right.
I actually like it.
Yeah, you know what it is?
He's, I actually like it.
He's true to himself.
Yeah, that's he doesn't like Nick Foles.
He hates Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we agree. He does.
Yeah.
He's bitter about the Super Bowl. He's bitter
yes.
that he beat him again.
Yes.
He would have kicked the Bears' ass. He would have came and shook
yes.
his hand.
Yes. See, and that's the way I look at it. Nick Foles is under his skin. It bothers him. So I wouldn't even allow it to for a phony handshake to take that away just because I'm somehow looking for Tom Brady's yeah. acceptance.
Yeah, but poor Nick is out there looking for him in midfield. Like, where did Tom go?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Bucs, I don't know if this was trolling. Probably not because they don't care about it. They put out a tweet saying, what did the tweet say, Jack? The Bucs put out a tweet that's more or less say, like, you know, good quarterback, whatever. He's shaking. There's a picture of him shaking the hand of Derek Carr. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh yeah, that's Tom for sure. If it's a game that he could totally kick their ass, yeah, he'll come out and he'll do it. All right, whatever. All right, God, I hate Tom Brady, but you know what? He looked good yesterday, and that Bucs team looked really good. Twitter question:
AB man, he buried the lead.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Look, the tweet was QB respect.
Yeah, QB respect with a picture of him shaking Derek Carr's hand. So I guess he has no respect for Nick Foles, huh?
Nope. He doesn't.
All right. Ike, you're absolutely
right.
I
don't know, yeah.
You have the right take on it. Yeah, he's a poor sport. Yeah. He doesn't like Nick Foles because he beats him.
Yeah, and I'm glad it gets under his skin. Yes.
That's awesome.
It bothers him.
It does.
Yes.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. And it's backing it on the Eagles. Mm-hmm. As the Eagles get healthy, by the end of the year, how good do you believe this Eagles team can be? Just the division, or can they do more than that? Can they win a playoff game or more? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken in Paoli. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing good. Like, how are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Ken?
All right. So, like you said a little earlier here, that that we're one drop pass from being 1-5, right?
Yep.
Aren't we just one drop up of pass, or two of those anyway, or three, whatever, of being 4-3, potentially 5-2?
Yes.
And these guys drop these balls, like, you know, what's his face? Sanders drops the ball.
Yeah.
Right? In the end zone. I mean, it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yep.
So I think this team is starting to get a little bit, more of their swagger on, right? So we got to get a few more players, but I think the team's got some real potential.
Mm.
So can it win a playoff game? Absolutely.
Yep.
Depending on the matchup.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not playing Kansas City. You know, I mean, we're not in the Super Bowl. So, and we're certainly not going to be seeing the Steelers, but we gave the Steelers all they can handle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And Baltimore, right,
and
Ken?
Baltimore, too, yeah. I mean, so,
yeah.
Look, this is a team that had not, a bad identity.
Tell me this. But here's the problem, Ken. Here's the problem. And this separates average to below average teams from good teams who are consistent. You know what they're going to get every week. As well as they played late in that Baltimore game, as well as they played throughout that Pittsburgh game, how bad did they look throughout that Giants game? They had 10 points with 6 minutes left to go.
Yeah, you know what? I was actually watching the debate.
You may need to take a look at the game instead of the final score. and that's the whole problem. And even in that Ravens game, they spent three quarters pretty much doing nothing.
Yeah.
It was 17-0, and then it was 24-6 going into the fourth quarter.
See, I actually feel good about it because you're right. Like, first and second quarter, the Eagles just kept shooting themselves in the foot. They should have more points than they did. I'm talking about the Giants game here. And then they were just brutal for a quarter and a half. But then they had enough to come back and get the win, right? No style points. You're not going to get style points for a win against the Giants, but they managed to get it done.
Sure.
Against the Ravens. Like, the Ravens were making mistakes all over the place, right? But something was inside of these guys at the end of the game where they weren't done. If they can figure this out, right? Like, this is what it feels like to me with this team. They have to figure out how to play more of a complete game.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're that far away. I don't.
Well, judging on the last game we watched, they do seem to be kind of far away. Like, if I'm just going by their last game, I think the win clouds what happened throughout the course of the game. And if you haven't rewatched the game detached from that emotion of the night or the day after, then you don't see certain things. Again, they can fix these things. They can win this division. But any idea that they're going on some type of run, man, you're going to have to show me an awful lot. You're going to have to show me that you're going to beat someone other than the NFC East. So if you beat Seattle or you beat Green Bay, okay, then I can talk to me. Then I'll talk about second round of the playoffs or some possible run. But you got to beat somebody other than the NFC East and a backup quarterback in San Francisco.
Not there yet.
No, I'm not there yet.
Let's go to our buddy Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, Ike, I hope Jack and Mark's told you the package is in the mail. Apple butter is headed that way.
All right. I need to see the package.
got two jars for each of you.
Okay.
That way, you know, but you have to share, Ike. You can't bogart it and keep it from the family now.
Oh, no. The wife is already waiting on it. Yeah.
So how do you make apple butter?
What
is it? What's apple butter? How do you make it?
It's just made out of apples and butter. We cut the apples up. We peel them. We put them in a pot, let them boil for a few hours, put some sugar in it, some cinnamon,
and then butter.
Voila, you know, it's kind of like it's not like a jelly because it don't gel, but you put it on a biscuit.
But it's good for toast, yes.
You slap your teeth out, it tastes good.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for, biscuits and toast and English muffins and bagels.
Mm.
Well, Richie, when I sent Richie his, he had two jars to eat in 3 days, and he was mixing it with cottage cheese. Now, I don't know about all that, because I don't like cottage cheese, but each their own.
that Richie fella is different.
Yeah,
love it. Yeah, Richie, he's a different animal, but he's good people.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to getting it, Justin.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I do. Like I said, it's the least I could do. You boys have provided me with hours upon hours of entertainment. And
love
that's
it.
Just my way of showing you I appreciate you, I thank you, and there you go. Anyway, my thoughts on this team. I think they can make it to the playoffs. I'm kind of conflicted. Do I want them to win a division at 6-9-1 when everybody else could have a top 10 draft pick? And, you know, you look at how bad the Cowboys are looking right now. They could get in Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields territory and not have to worry about re-signing Dak. Everybody's talking about, well, are they going to re-sign Dak? If they're at 2 or 3, you know, they could make some moves and maybe get Trevor Lawrence. And then if they don't get Lawrence, they could draft Justin Fields.
Well, to your point, they'd have to have probably a –
Would the Cowboys do that?
Yes, they would.
Draft a quarterback?
It depends where they finish. I mean, I don't know if they're going to –
Wow.
If they only get two or three
wins, they could be in that area. But my thing is, when they get to the playoffs, can they do what Seattle did that year and get a shocking win? Like Seattle surprised New Orleans that year.
Yes, of course they can. Yes.
It's going to be tough, but you look at the wild card team it's going to be. It's either going to be in New Orleans or
Arizona.
Maybe who is Rams or Arizona.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the Bears, God forbid. It could be Nick Foles, and that'd be what everybody wants, I guess. But
Hell yeah. We want that, Justin. Believe me. We want that.
Anyway, like I said, I think they'll win the division now, especially with Dak out and how everything looks. But the biggest competition for the division is that team in Washington, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
I didn't see that coming, but, man, that's a hell of a defensive line they got. But anyway, hey, boys, y'all keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep listening. Love you and mean it.
All right, Justin. All right. Thank you.
Love you and mean it.
You said
– That's a good little saying at the end. There.
Love you, mean it.
Loves you and mean it.
Ditto. It's National Tennessee Day, Jack. Sends me a message. What does that mean?
Awesome.
Well, that's, you know, every day, there's a national day for everything. Today's National Tennessee Day.
So what do you do for it?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, Justin's from Tennessee.
Yeah,
you know,
your favorite Tennesseans.
All right, well, happy.
If he was celebrating.
Happy Tennessee Day, National Tennessee Day. Yeah. When's National Happy Pennsylvania Day?
Yeah, when's that?
Or New Jersey? What do we do that day?
Does Jersey deserve a day?
Come on, man. At least South Jersey.
Yeah.
Maybe not North Jersey.
Trenton and North, they can
they can
fend for themselves.
Yeah. I'm down here.
July 20th is National Pennsylvania Day.
We got to wait all the way to next year?
Yeah, well, if there is a next year.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's going to be next year.
It's starting to get to a point where it's starting to get pretty tough here. Hmm. It's starting to get a little bit difficult with everything, at least for me.
For what?
Just, you know, the kids can't go anywhere. You know, like, everybody's stuck at home. Everybody's ready to just totally throw, like, oh, yeah, everything's fine. We don't need to wear masks. We can do this and we can do that.
And how are you handling it?
I'm not handling it well because I do not believe that. I do not believe that.
Well, we're headed back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're headed back.
Can't wait for winter.
There's too many, and this is what's going on now where the spread is now happening because people are just like hanging out. Like, I'm not a big deal. We're not going to have a big party, but we're going to come over. And then one of those people is positive, doesn't know it, gives it the entire house.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, we're heading back, man.
We are, indeed. So Ike, of all the teams that finished 8-8 or worse that made the playoffs, there are 6 in the last 15 years or 16 years that have won a playoff game. All right, two teams in 2004. You played one of them, actually. The Vikings, 8-8, beat the Packers. The Rams, same year, 8-8, beat the Seahawks. The 2008 Chargers beat Indianapolis. The Seahawks, we all remember that, 7-9, beat the Saints in 2010. The Broncos at 8-8, Tim Tebow beat the Steelers. That was a good Steelers team in 2011. In 2014, the Panthers beat the Cardinals. So what you see is that it happens more than it doesn't happen, where that team with the inferior record playing a much better team during the regular season, when it comes to a home playoff game,
I don't think anybody would be skeptical about them winning a playoff game. You're at home.
Right.
Yeah, so anything's possible. But that's different than saying you're somehow going to end up in the NFC Championship game, because that's what would be the next step.
Right. So I
like winning one game at home, I don't think that's far-fetched.
That could be a little fluky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depending on who your matchup is.
Sure.
I don't even know who the matchup would be, but if you get a good matchup, sure, you can win at home. But that's different than saying, hold on, real quick, that's different than saying you're going to go into the second round and go on the road and beat a team in their place and end up in the conference title game, because that's the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost look at it like 2018, where they get the win. They beat a team with a better record during the regular season. Now, yeah. This was on the road, beat the Bears,
yeah.
Right? And then you go to New Orleans, and you lose that game, but you were very close.
Win. That was a fluky win against the Bears.
A little bit. But so you go down to New Orleans, who now is like, all right, here come the Eagles. Uh-oh. And they are literally a play or two away from winning that game. That's how I view this season. Get hot at the right spot. Get some guys healthy. It doesn't matter what your regular season record is. No one's going to be impressed with 6 or 7 wins. I get that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean teams are going to want to play the Eagles.
You think the Eagles are a team that no one wants to see in the playoffs?
No one's going to want to see them.
No, why? I think everybody wants to see the Eagles.
I think they would be salivating if they saw the Eagles coming in.
Nuts.
Yes?
Yes.
You're salivating at the sight of Carson Wentz and the kids?
Yes.
They take away Travis Fulgham. I mean, how they beat
him. Rager.
Yeah, because if you look at the rest of the team, our weapons are
Fulgham, Rager.
I mean, you have to compare the weapons to everybody else's weapons. Other than Chicago's weapons, I mean.
Goddard, Ertz.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would take our weapons over Chicago's weapons.
Sure.
Right? All they have is Allen Robinson, really. Right? Like,
not a good running back.
The running game isn't anything significant.
Miller's
the tight ends, you know, like, they're okay. They're not gonna. They don't put fear in anybody. In other words,
no,
right? They don't put fear in anybody. But if you look at Arizona's weapons, you look at possibly Seattle's weapons, Green Bay's weapons, New Orleans' weapons, Tampa's weapons. Who else? Hell, Carolina's in the picture. Like some of these other teams, it's a little different.
Yeah, Carolina has Robbie Anderson,
man, and DJ Moore.
Yeah, and both had very good games yesterday.
Exactly,
again.
Exactly, yeah.
215-592.
And they'll have Christian McCaffrey back by then.
94-94. Yes, my fantasy lineup is waiting for him to come back.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. 6-9, 7-9, whatever it is, you know. Like, who are we going to have when the playoffs start?
That's the key.
Like, that's the real question.
Yeah, that's why this makes even more sense than it ever has. They could be healthy.
Or they could not be healthy.
Or they could not be, you're right.
Or they could not be healthy.
But right now we know that they're not healthy, right? So we already know that, and they're just trying to play through it. But get everybody back. This could be a dangerous team in the playoffs, man. No one would want to face it, Mike. Marks and Reese.
I just think everybody would want to face them.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Home Gating's here. Order Chickies and Pete's to go for your game watch party. Chickies and Pete's. The official caterer and proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll come back, take some more of your phone calls at 215-592-9494. And speaking of the Cowboys, wait till you hear this. Mike McCarthy dropped some serious math knowledge yesterday. You don't want to miss this brain buster. That's on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, I got to tell you about my new favorite pro football bet this season. Now, I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. It's pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And this way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. Now, what's cool is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. Let's take a look at tonight's final game of Week 7, Chicago in Los Angeles. Now, the last time I looked at this line, Los Angeles was favorite by 6 points in this game. That might be a tad bit high considering Chicago has a pretty good defense. And Chicago's quarterback typically plays well against this team and in Los Angeles. So you may want to take Chicago plus the points tonight at 6. How about touchdown passes in this game? I think the quarterback from the Rams will probably throw more touchdowns in this game than the Chicago quarterback. But the Chicago quarterback may throw for more yards. I like that. Now, if you like any of those picks, go ahead and bet on them. You'll get $10 back if you don't win. Now, there's one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.